Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
This is Amanda.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, a podcast. Episode 70. We're away from all the fun. 70. So boring sounding.
70. Gross.
70. Gosh, whatever. So before we get into it, let's just talk about I saw wrestling on Friday the 13th.
Hell yeah, you did.
And it was so much fun.
Yay. I didn't go with you.
You didn't go. So now we have both been to wrestling without each other.
Oh my God.
How dare we cheat on each other like that?
Seriously.
It feels weird going to wrestling without you.
Right?
Like it does feel like I'm cheating on you.
It feels so odd. Like it just doesn't. Oh, the vibes are weird. I mean, like, it's a great time.
Exactly. Like, I had fun and I went with my friend Tony and I had a blast and he had a blast. And like, he had never been to anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We went to PCW Ultra in Wilmington.
Cool.
Which I will not lie, I was slightly hesitant.
People kept telling you shit about it too.
Well, Wilmington's the hood. Let's be real. Like,
I guess a little bit.
It's got its moment. I mean, I saw quite a few things before we even made it into the venue. So like, it's not without its shit for sure. But like, holy crap. Okay. So I'll say this, PCW Ultra does a fantastic show.
Okay.
Tickets were $30, which isn't bad. And there was seating available. So that was cool. It wasn't like, hey, everybody stand for 5 hours.
Oh, you got to sit. That's pretty awesome.
It was, let me tell you, sitting and watching wrestling is a whole thing.
It's a whole thing, right? It's so bizarre.
like, when do I stand up? Wait, should I be sitting back down again?
Exactly. Like, it's so weird. It's like you panic for a second. You're like, am I in anyone's way? I don't want to be in anyone's way. But then like, I want to stand up for this part because I want to see you. But then I don't want to like be bothering someone.
But it's totally different when we're standing. Because when we're standing, yeah. I'm like, get the fuck out of my way. I can't see shit. I am 5'5". You are 6 foot. You get behind me.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we've had really good luck with GCW lately and people being like, you can stand in front of us, but you're short. And I'm like, thank you.
Seriously, I don't understand. Like, maybe somebody's listening to the podcast and discovered that you should be nice to short women that like wrestling.
Yeah. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, we're always thankful.
Seriously.
So they also have a meet and greet, which, let me tell you, I love a wrestling event with a meet and greet. I didn't buy the tickets for it, but I just think it's awesome when they do it.
Yeah.
I never know what to say to the wrestlers.
Me either.
Which is why I don't know if I'll ever participate in another meet and greet. Cause I'm like, hi, I like you. The end.
Yeah. What do you say? I don't know what to say. Like, hey, you're a cool guy / lady / person. Like, I guess that's cool. I don't know what to say to people anyway.
Yeah. Well, and I think normal people engage in small talk, but I struggle with small talk.
Mm-hmm, same.
So tell me your hopes and dreams instead.
Yeah. What kind of ice cream do you like?
Yeah. Yeah, can we ask you random questions?
So, I know you wrestle, but also, what kind of soda do you like? Are you a root beer guy? Like, some people are root beer people, some people aren't. Do you occasionally like a root beer?
How do you order your cheeseburgers?
Yeah. This is, we want the hard-hitting questions.
We want to know the deepness that is you as a person.
Yeah, we don't know how to make small talk, so we will be awkward as fuck.
Both of us are incredibly awkward if you have to do small talk with you.
It's, yeah, I'll just stare off until someone walks away. It's happened. I mean, I make things incredibly awkward.
We're just going to make it really hard to be around.
So people who, I mean, I know we say this every episode, like if you see us at shows, you can come talk to us. You can try. I guess we should preface that. You can try to come talk to us.
I mean,
it's like cracking a code.
I mean, if you come at me with some good questions other than what's your name, I like your tats, you're already above par.
Yeah, well, there's that. There's, you know, if we have common interests, obviously we can make small talk. I just think I always make an idiot of myself no matter what. Always.
No. I mean, you spoke with Alex Shelley very well.
I tried, and then a rewatch, like going back and watching his Life Of. Now I have so many other things I want to talk to him about. And now you have stuff you can talk to him about. So next time he's in town, we'll definitely have to hit
him. Do I? Shelley.
Yeah. Disc golf.
That's right. I'm going to sound like a total dork because I don't know that much, but I want to be like, disc golf.
Yeah, you can talk to him.
Golf.
Yeah, Amanda's going to bring him a thing, a disc. A disc golf? What is it?
It's a disc.
A disc. Okay. Amanda will be bringing him a disc. I will be asking him many questions about many different things because there's lots of subjects.
Much more involvement in his life than I will. But that's okay.
A lot of questions. Yeah, so meet and greet at PCW. You also said there was like a lot of
there was
like vendors.
Dude, they had, and you can be a vendor. I love PCW. I'm saying it now. So like I walked in and 100% you can just go shopping for wrestling shit.
That's
and
awesome.
Like wrestling t-shirts, wrestling art. They had the vintage figurines, they had the pop vinyls, there was all kinds of shit. I bought pins because I seem to be on like a pin thing with wrestling right now. I don't know why. It's very specific. So I got Neon Sting in a pin.
Sick.
And then I fucked up.
Uh-oh.
This pin person was also selling Anaheim Ducks hockey team pins.
Oh my God.
But I'm in Wilmington, which is LA County. So everyone is a Kings fan.
Oh no.
And because you have to speak loudly to be heard, I was like, can I have Neon Sting and the Anaheim Ducks pin? And some Kings fan heard me, so I had a lovely like shit talk moment. Thankfully the man was like a fun shit talker and not like a serious one.
Yeah.
It also helps that the Kings didn't make it to the rest of the playoffs. So
I was going to say, didn't they just get eliminated?
They did just get eliminated. So we talk so much shit. Yes, your team got in the playoffs. You obviously didn't do anything with the opportunity. So
hell yeah. If we're anti anything in this house, it's LA Kings.
Sorry about it. Kind of. Not really.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then the guy also had an In-N-Out number one, which is the double meal combo in a pin, and I couldn't resist myself.
That is a beautiful pin. That pin is made for you.
It was so fucking perfect. I was like, I was supposed to be here today. It's Friday the 13th, it's wrestling, and I can buy shit.
Exactly.
There was also a vendor that was selling fucking Lucha cats, and they were comics.
Oh my God.
I was like, seriously, I'm upset that I fucking saw the vendors before wrestling started, because I was like, I'm not going to carry all of the shit that I want to buy right now.
Yeah, that's true. What's the bag? I was going to say, what's the bag policy?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I didn't walk in with anything other than my phone, but they didn't seem very particular about it.
Gotcha.
So I feel like we could take a fucking backpack and they wouldn't mind.
Cool. Well, so, now we know that for next time.
July 15th, I will be buying our tickets soon and we are going.
Hell yeah.
Also, so not only do they have vendors, do they have a meet and greet? Meet and greet.
Meet and greet.
The wrestling was fucking phenomenal. They put on a great fucking show. Like, all of the wrestlers were fucking amazing. I knew like 3 out of 20.
Yeah. Well, we've B-boy seen a couple. There. I was going to say B-Boy was there.
Nick Wayne.
Yeah, Nick fucking Wayne. Little Baby Jack Cartwheel.
And... Oh my God. Dude, also for this crowd, the demographics of the crowd were not very surprising.
Yeah.
Due to location. But who they were cheering for was probably the craziest part. Like, they loved Cartwheel.
Really?
They love him.
Interesting.
And I was blown away, but also like, it's really hard to hate that guy.
Well, like, also he did go down and do stuff for AAA in in Mexico. So
also we need to do that. So I'm gonna look into that.
What, go to Mexico?
Yeah. To more AAA, not just to go to Mexico.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
They right where God, by our old apartment. This is so like my only if certain people know kind of where me and Amanda used to live when we lived together.
Yes,
not our Fullerton apartment, but our Anaheim apartment.
Yeah,
there was a weird nightclub over there.
Yes, there was,
and they have AAA wrestling at that nightclub.
That's fucking cool. Okay, yeah. So let's go.
We can go there. That's fine.
But also we have to go to Mexico.
Okay.
We will go with a person that knows Mexico. I'm not just going to make two of us. We're not going alone.
All right.
We're going to go with somebody that knows how to do it. That knows the safe places.
We can't just be like, hey, we're just going to like go to Mexico. Yeah. I don't want to get on a plane for a little while though. Cause I just got off a plane.
No, dork. We drive.
Didn't like it. Oh, I guess we could. Well, it depends on where AAA is. It's not always in TJ.
No?
No.
Okay, well, I'll fucking figure out the specifics. We will make this happen. Okay. And obviously, it's not happening within the next few months. It's going to happen, like, way down the line.
True. I was going to say... What was I going to say? Shit. What's her name?
Viva Van?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. I was so jealous you got to see her again. She's so hot.
She did so good.
She's so hot and like scary, but hot.
She was phenomenal. She's the belt holder now.
Hell yeah.
July 15th, she defends her belt. So when we go, you'll be able to see her.
Oh, hell yeah.
Also, they had food. It was pizza from Dia Piazza's.
Oh, wow.
I know, I haven't heard that name in forever.
Seriously, that's like so old school.
So old school. It was fucking, dude, overall, like the whole night, it was just such a blast. Such a fucking blast. They did an amazing show. PCW rules. I'm sold. I will be going now as often as I can.
Hell yeah. God, we really have hit up so many different wrestling things. And now we get to switch and you get to take me to PCW and I'll take you to PWG.
And then we'll never. WG again.
And then we'll never go to PWG again. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. It's just downtown LA. It's not even really PWG. It's just downtown LA.
We hate that place.
And the guy who threw up behind us. That guy kind of sucks. But it's just downtown LA. It just really sucks. It really sucks.
It does. It's terrible.
Just a heads up, you will see Amanda and I at GCW this weekend, so say hey. Like I said,
we have shirt.
Yeah, we can bring one or two.
One
shirt. A single shirt.
Do I get my shirt?
I don't have it in white.
Ew.
I'm sorry. I went on vacation. I have two shirts I have to make, yours and a regular one. And maybe I'm sorry, Sean, you know who you are. I don't even think you listen to us, but you bought a shirt and I appreciate you. He's a part of our podcast network, so I do appreciate you.
I'll wear my new Undertaker shirt.
Yes, wear your Undertaker shirt that I bought you, that I dragged you through the mall to go buy.
I had no idea what we were doing. Even when we made it to Hot Topic, I was still just like, what are we doing here? Yeah. What's in this store?
Your fucking Undertaker shirt that you wanted so badly that no one bought you. I had to buy it for you. Anyway, yeah, so get your, once again, just so everyone knows, get your love and support into me now, because Tiny Baby Ghost Ashley will be happening on this weekend.
Ashley will be ceasing to exist on Saturday after Drew Parker and Biff.
And Biff. Amanda still doesn't believe me that Biff is a total babe, but whatever, it's fine.
You can have Biff. You can have Biff.
I can't wait till you see him in person and you're just gonna be like, what the fuck? That is a that is a giant man.
But like, he's, I don't, it just doesn't do anything for me.
Whatever, it's fine. But yeah, so
does he have more of a gimmick these days?
No, he fucking flips everyone off all the time.
That's interesting.
And like puts his little finger up still. That's fun to do. That's really fun to do. And his theme is his indie theme is Bro Him, which, okay, I know, but you've not had more fun than everyone in a room chanting Bro Him. Like, it's actually really fun. So get ready for that.
My God.
Yeah, super fun. Once again, we are pro GCW in this house.
Yes, we are. We are.
I'm gonna try to drag Amanda to GCW early this week because I would like to get a good seat to see Drew Parker.
Oh my God, we have to be somewhere early.
Amanda, I need to see him.
We will see him. We'll get there early, I promise.
We are always late to GCW. I swear to God, we are always late to GCW.
We always roll in halfway through the first match.
Seriously. And knowing that he's fighting Joey Janela, and Joey Janela always goes on first, Amanda. I swear to God.
Okay, we're going to get there on time.
Early.
So we need to be there at like 7?
Early.
Earlier?
We can argue about this later.
But when does it actually start?
The bell is at 7.
Oh, why was I always under the impression that GCW started at 8?
I don't know. I believe the bell's at 7.
You know what? It's because I've gone to too many fucking shows. So I'm like, it's at 8. It's never 7.
I'll Google it. We'll figure it out, but I'm dragging your ass there.
Sorry,
we're going 6:30.
We're going early. I understand. I'll be ready at 2. Makeup will be done at 2. That way we're ready to go whenever you need me to be.
I'll even feed you beforehand, after.
Please feed me. I want a bang. A real bang this time, not what that bullshit ass 7-Eleven.
Please feed me. I want a bang is going to be our next shirt.
That's the fucking episode title.
Yeah, that's the episode title.
70. Please
write it down. Please feed me. I want to bang. I'm writing it down now. I'm literally writing it down because I always forget.
Here, I'll text it to you. Please feed me.
Okay.
No, well, I even made it 10 times better by writing, please me feed.
Please me feed.
Oh man.
Anyway, we're gonna talk about Paige a little bit today, a couple matches from Paige. Before we do that, we have one more thing that I want Amanda to watch and react to.
Oh, let me get to the tweeter.
Because my new favorite thing is Undead Media underscore on Twitter. And if you know, you know.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, you don't have to watch the whole thing. But yeah, so Undead Media has done this thing for the literally the last 32 days where he has made the FTR theme song go along with videos of people dancing. And literally from day one, every video I think has made me laugh in some way.
God damn it.
And they're so good. And he basically was like, I'm going to do this until I forget or until they follow me. And I think he has Dax and the guy, Mikey Ruckus, who did the theme song, who created the theme song. He can't get Cash Wheeler for some reason. Cash Wheeler is still holding out, but they are all equally so good and just so amazing.
It's
so today's was Mick Foley as Dude Love.
It was so
but yeah, there's some really great ones. There's meme ones, there's fucking that weird ass 80s bike movie with the aunt from Full House. And they're riding bikes to this song. They do. I hate FTR, but they have literally the best theme song in the entire world. It's such a banger. It's so good.
It's fucking hilarious. Oh my God. This whole thing was hilarious. Jesus Christ.
But I can't stop.
Dancing is just amazing.
Oh, Mick Foley dancing is the most wholesome thing in the entire world. Once again, we love Mick Foley.
Just so wholeheartedly too.
Like, yeah. In every way. I'm actually really sad that he's going to be at the Irvine Improv and we're going to miss it. Right. It already happened. It might have already happened. I think I was on vacation.
Damn it.
Yeah. I really would have liked to have met him.
That would have been amazing. Holy shit.
I think it happened on the...
For him to sign.
Huh?
You could have brought your popsicle pillow for him to sign.
I know. Yeah, it already happened. Bummer.
Damn it. Well, maybe he'll come back one of these days.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll see. Okay. So we're going to talk about Paige because we recently did the fucking book report of the Wrestling With My Family.
Yes, we did.
And then I was like, oh, we've never actually watched a Paige match. And I like her. So we watched her entrance to, was it SmackDown?
It was her entrance to
Raw.
I believe it was Raw.
Okay.
It was when she called out AJ Lee. It was her debut.
Which you can tell, like, they depicted it fairly well because you can tell in that, like, she is struggling to find things to say on the microphone.
Yeah.
And then AJ Lee even was like, okay, so are you ready? Let's do this. We're going to wrestle. And she's like, oh no, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
And that's when AJ slapped the fuck out of her.
Seriously. Like, oh my God. We were just going to do this, but then I forgot that the whole match is only like 4 minutes long. So it's like nothing at all. So yeah, to have a fucking debut. So you had your debut at WrestleMania. And then to turn around and, like, I guess kind of have your first title shot at the Raw after WrestleMania is, like, absolutely insane. So I felt like her trajectory was so quick after NXT that they were really just, like, throwing her out there, like, trial by fire. Like, you're just going to fucking have to do this.
I think they fully believed in her, and like, she was a product they didn't really have. I mean, not didn't really have, like, we had Lita growing up. So like, we had the weird one.
Yeah. And AJ Lee kind of was like, I always thought AJ Lee was kind of that like pop punk girl.
I could see that.
So Paige was just like your weirdo goth friend.
100%.
So yeah, they didn't really have anybody that had that look. So it definitely had a different, especially going up against
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Jay, it kind of was like both outcasts a little bit, but AJ was, I used to hate AJ Lee because she was so cocky and like, I always felt like so full of herself, but I think that was just the role she played, and she played it well, which, you know, I always buy into the heels because it's like, why are they so mean? But they're supposed to be, that means they're doing their job.
Even her little promo, AJ's promo moment with Paige coming out, like I got a little over here in her talk for a second there.
Yeah.
But it didn't help that like Paige wasn't giving us anything.
She still needed a minute, but
for the shock of being in front of that many fucking people for the first time and like, oh, yeah. You fucking fight for the belt was a lot.
Yeah. Paige also had her come up with a few people that I really loved, which was, I loved, there used to be a wrestler named Emma. She's now known as like Tennille Dashwood and she's on Impact, but I loved Emma and they did fucking nothing with Emma. It bummed me out.
He likes who they like and everybody else is just there.
I know, but they really like, she went away for a little bit and they tried to make her come back with this whole like Emelina thing and then it went nowhere and they're like, just kidding her. It's Emma. She's back. And then it's like, why did you play up this whole thing of like, oh, it's Emelina. It's her new story. It's her new gimmick, blah, 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 blah. And then just literally just wipe it all away and it's just back to being Emma. It was so stupid. Yeah, but I really like her in Impact now too. Anyway, she's doing great. I love Tennille. But that being said, she did come up with a lot of people that were very good. And so I think that I was shocked she really did have to prove herself in this. But to give her the belt like fucking right away, it was so nuts.
I'm so nuts. So okay that they gave that to her as easily, not as easily, as quickly as they did.
It was just a roll up, right?
Basically, like they had a few moments of fucking fighting and then it was like, roll up mine.
Yeah. 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 I also forgot that Tamina and AJ were a team. Like that blew my mind. I was like, what the fuck?
I thought that was Tamina, but I wasn't. Yeah.
I seriously forgot Tamina was like a part of that whole thing.
Tamina's been around for a while.
Well, she went away for a while too and then came back.
Okay.
But anyway, so that was the first part. I mean, if we would have just done that, we would have been over by now. And then
your episode would have been 15 minutes.
Yeah. So I did some digging and Tiny Baby Ashley. I still love her. I know everyone has their issues with her. It's whatever. You can hate her, but that's the fun part of heels. I wanted to talk about the match that was Paige versus Charlotte at Survivor Series.
And this was in 2015.
Yeah.
Which honestly is not that long ago. Charlotte looks very different.
Oh, that is something that I was hoping you would notice. Also, this was probably just as I was getting back into wrestling.
Oh, okay.
So I used to hate Charlotte. I hated her. I thought she was despicable.
Oh, shit.
I thought she was the worst. But she used to be in a group with, it was her, Becky, and Paige.
Oh, shit.
So they're basically going after, they're fighting for the belt between friends, which I always love that storyline. And the other thing is, we still have a fucking Divas champion.
Yeah. So why did we get rid of the Divas belt?
They felt, a lot of people felt it was degrading to call the women's champion a diva.
Mm. Okay, so I can see that logic.
They decided to update the belt and make it look more like the Universal Championship.
You know, I don't disagree with this, because if I'm being honest, I thought the Divas belt was fucking ugly.
The giant ass pink butterfly.
It's fucking, like, of all the things, like, I get it. We're women, pink, butterflies, sure, sure. We'll roll with it.
Yeah.
I like it better now. I like that it looks like a genuine wrestling belt now and not like, oh, we couldn't figure out anything else.
Yeah, so I don't understand why, like, they had to make it so girly. Because I think it looks cool, just white. Like,
yes!
That looks sick. We're
sick
fine.
As fuck.
Yeah, so at this point, Charlotte had ended Nikki Bella's record for her championship reign. And she did that while being on a team with Paige and Becky Lynch. But they kind of fell apart because Paige is like, listen, I want my fucking belt back. And then they always threw the whole, like, Charlotte never earned this because of her dad.
Of course.
And I'm just, it's like,
old story.
Nepotism, whatever. No, whatever you want to call it. But, like, my girl works hard. And I love Charlotte now, so, I mean.
Dude, and, okay, so I have seen a handful of Charlotte matches now. This one, I used to watch Raw, so,
yeah.
Like, I've seen a fair amount. That chick does great shit in the ring.
Mm-hmm. She's super talented.
Yeah, it's not like she's not doing cool shit in the ring. Like, she does all kinds of crazy lockups. She's not afraid of the ropes. Like, I love watching Charlotte wrestle.
I know
that this is wishful thinking. I know this is never going to happen in the WWE. Charlotte would kill at intergender matches.
Well, absolutely. And this is the fucking problem. And, you know, I'm not just saying this because, like, whatever, I love AEW or whatever. They are deeply flawed with their women's division. Everyone is deeply flawed with their fucking women's division. I have no problem saying that at all. Everyone is. But I think that it's sad that there are definitely spaces for good intergender matches and the world, I guess, isn't ready for it, which is dumb as hell.
That's why we stick to the indies as hard as we do.
Yeah.
Because the indies are giving me everything I want.
Yeah.
There's women on the card. They are either the
some
fucking
cards.
That's true. Not all cards.
Sorry.
And, like, the indies give us, as far as I'm concerned, the indies give us, one, intergender matches. Mm-hmm. Two, put the women, the women aren't fucking first. It's not the warm-up show. They're fucking main event or lining up the main event.
Yeah, or, you know, co-main event. Or it's not, like, the cool-down spot. It's nothing like that. It's, like, they're the respected spot. I know, I'm such a fangirl. I know Glory Pro is something I talk about quite a bit, but they don't have women's titles because they feel that women should go after any title that they want.
Yes.
So
that
I do kind of like that. Like, you could have any title that you want. I don't know. Women's wrestling is something that I can, I think that I would like to speak more gracefully on, and I get too frustrated and I talk like an idiot, and because I just like, well, like I just like, I get really frustrated really easily, and there is a lot of spaces that I don't think that you can talk super openly about it without other people coming in and trying to tell you that you're wrong. When, well, it's just like, okay, cool. Well, that's just my opinion as a lady, or as a person who watches women's wrestling, but whatever. But I don't know. Going back to the match, I just feel that I really like this match. It's one of my favorites between these two. And
Charlotte did some wild ass shit with her figure four, figure eight thing.
Yeah.
Like Paige wasn't laying down, so Charlotte was like, okay, fuck you. While locked up, flipped her like four times.
Yeah, she wasn't fucking around in this. Like, you could tell she was frustrated.
Super frustrated. And like, dude, Paige is fucking gnarly as shit too. They're both crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot too. There's a lot of Charlotte's matches from NXT that we could cover that are equally just as like absolutely insane, probably even better. But I just wanted to talk about this one because we were talking about Paige a little bit.
Of course, this is not a Charlotte episode. This is a Paige
episode. This is a Paige episode. but yeah, like I just think the you can tell it definitely in this match that they were very evenly matched, and that they do kind of like, they do respect each other in a way, like
they do, like
that you can tell through their wrestling for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I know I have said this before. I'm gonna continue to say it. I don't understand these chicks in that long ass hair and wrestling around. Because I am just sitting there watching it get tangled.
Yeah.
And
I've seen like chunks of it come out before too. Like full tracks and stuff.
I was just going to say, I know those assholes have fucking extensions. And bitch, I have extensions that long. And it got tangled just looking at it. So I can't even imagine. And it's a bitch to brush.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. It's a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my, just the thought of wrestling with hair that long. And then
could you imagine someone just like falling on your hair and being like, fuck.
Bro, that would almost hurt. Dude, that would hurt sometimes worse than some of the other things I've seen.
Yeah.
Like, ouch, ouch, you're on my hair.
Yeah.
But not in cool ways, in painful ways.
My favorite was like, I was reading the Bleacher Report from 2015 from this match, and nice. Then just being like, the Divas division is brimming with talent more so than it has in years. And it's like, man, you don't even know what's to come. That's so funny.
Brimming with talent,
like just so many people. Yeah, I don't know, it's just like, just to see them so young. And like you said, yeah, Charlotte does look very different. Yes.
Everybody looked fierce. I did enjoy that both Paige and Charlotte had studded belts on.
Yeah.
And I know we're not supposed to talk about Charlotte, but her bralette thing said do it. And I just fucking laughed so hard every time I saw it.
Oh, I actually have that shirt. So her shirt says, if you're going to do it with flair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that. That's fucking hilarious. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. God, that's hot fire. All right. Well, I like it even more now, but I was like, what's up, Nike? The first time I read it. And then I was like, I dig it. I'm not even mad about it
anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what her.
Also, her Paige has, personally speaking, over the course of all of the fucking bralette women's wrestling outfits I have seen, Paige's boobs don't move.
No.
because I feel like whatever shape she is using in her outfits is perfect for boobs.
Yeah, I would say that Sasha Banks has it on lockdown too.
Yes, there's a few women's wrestlers where I'm like, ooh, how are those going to stay in there? We're going to be seeing something. Yeah. Pages, nope, those are locked down.
Yeah, because you definitely would have to worry about that. I mean, it shit happens, so.
Shit totally happens.
I would be terrified constantly.
I'd be taping mine down.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't know that I had boobs if
Damn,
I was.
I forgot Charlotte had like a whole like studded belt thing going on too.
Yeah, so I saw it when she had like, she flipped Paige out of the ring or something and she was leaning over the ropes and I was like, Charlotte, are those studs on your outfits? Get out of here.
That's so funny. Like, anyway.
But Charlotte had the belt in that match and Paige did not get it back.
No, she didn't. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll survive.
I really hope, I know that there's always this weird talk about like, is Paige going to come back? Is she not? One, everyone's recovery is different. And so I really wish people wouldn't like push it or like, you know, the subject's so weird. The other thing is too, like, I would love to see her wrestle again. I think she's amazing. I always have. She's still so young too. She's like, she's our age.
Is she that young?
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry. Is she that old? I thought she was even younger.
No, I believe she is our age.
But I agree with what you're saying. The whole like, don't push it. It sucks that as early on in her career.
Oh,
as-
no, you're right. She is younger than us.
That's what I thought.
She's 29.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gosh. Charlotte's our age. My bad.
That makes more sense. I relate.
To Charlotte. Yeah. We're just sick of everything.
We're just sick. Exactly. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I get it, Charlotte. I'm sick of everything also. Whereas Paige, I'm like, you're small and don't know everything yet. Just stick around. But devastating. It's devastating that she got injured as young and as early on as she did.
And she did so much in that career, like as far as like she had the NXT belt for like almost a full entire year. And she was, I believe, the first NXT women's champion.
Mm.
So she was the one that had the belt first out of everyone.
That's amazing.
And then she got the Divas belt twice, I believe.
Yes, I think one of the commentators said something about that.
Yeah, but it's really painful to see that she was hurt. And then people who have had the same exact injury as her have come back, but people heal differently and people, you know, things happen. Nikki Bella has a very similar injury. She came back to some extent, but she also decided she's not going to wrestle anymore because it's not worth it to her either.
I was just going to say, it's fucking scary.
It's your fucking neck. It's your neck. Like, don't fuck around with your neck. Like, could you imagine? I talk a lot about Life of a Wrestler that's on IWTV, but I was watching Willow Nightingale's. I didn't know Willow Nightingale had full neck surgery.
Oh, shit. Me either.
She had it, like, I think 3 or 4 years ago. And
damn.
Yeah. And her mom won't watch her wrestle anymore.
Oh.
Because she can't bring herself to do it. Like, it's really sad. And she's like, my neck is strong now. And she came back from it, but she had, you know, she broke her neck basically.
Fuck.
And I couldn't imagine breaking your fucking neck and then going back to the same job that you did and being like, okay, I'm here. Like, let's do this again.
Do this. Yeah, I don't know. I'd be hesitant to come back if I broke my fucking neck and needed surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially like one that, I mean, they have to get spinal fusions and.
Oy.
Oh my God. All sorts of shit. Anyway.
Yeah.
Paige is a legend, an icon. She is the moment.
Just a freak from Norwich. Norwich.
Yeah, I just, you know, I wish that WWE would maybe treat her a little bit better, but she still works for them. WWE. I know. Listen.
WWE is trash. We know it, but you know, sometimes they have the wrestlers we want to cover. So
also, yeah, bear with us when we do WWE episodes. We know that you don't like them, but sometimes we want to talk about people. Usually it's women's wrestling. And yeah, at some point I'm going to talk about Cesaro. So listen,
oh, shit. Here we go. Let's hear about a Cesaro.
I love him so much.
Yeah, guys, we know WWE's the devil, but sometimes you gotta fucking play with the devil to get the fucking wrestlers you want. Okay.
Yeah. And especially when they're not gonna budge and they're not gonna go anywhere else. Charlotte's a lifer. She's not gonna go anywhere else. So
Paige was only WWE. I mean, I'm sure we could probably find something from when she was wrestling with her family, but we didn't get that far, so leave us alone. Maybe we'll get there later.
Yeah, she was also 17 when she started WWE, so it's not like we can really like go that much farther back.
There's not a lot of product to work with here.
Yeah, so yeah, we just wanted to talk about Paige a little bit and have a little bit of an easy week. We're still, you know,
because life is still fucking hard.
The universe just needs to be a little bit nicer to Amanda.
Just a little bit.
It's all right. Everything's fine. And then I'm still, you know, recovering from vacation brain a little bit. Totally. I had 2 nosebleeds, which is super fun as a girl who does not get nosebleeds. That's real freaky.
Like our filter.
Yeah, except in real life and terrifying and not cute whatsoever.
Not cute.
No, yeah. If anyone knows if that's a byproduct of being on an airplane, because that's what 2 people have told me, but I don't fucking believe that.
I don't think I've ever gotten a nosebleed from being on an airplane.
And like 3 days after being on an airplane.
No, it's the fucking weird weather and the pollen is 97% or something like it's the fucking allergies in the air.
And I went from super tropical to extremely dry. So I'm thinking,
yeah, 100%. It's, don't listen to people. They're stupid. It's not
basically
from being-
I was sick and it wasn't COVID because I took like 3 different COVID tests, but I was really sick and I still don't feel good. So
I'm telling you, dude, it's the allergies.
I think that's what it is, too. And I have really bad allergies, so.
I didn't get allergies till I turned fucking 33. And then all of a sudden, now I have adult onset allergies. This is bullshit.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dog. We did it. We got allergies.
We got allergies. We're old and we got allergies.
So, if you want to talk about Paige, let us know. Get at us.
You can also talk to us at GCW if you're there. I think the homies are going to be there.
Nice. Hey, homies. Yeah. Say what's up.
My cock blocker homies are going to be there.
Hell yeah.
That'll be fun. Okay, so that's it. I'm going to go do God knows what else, but something.
Yeah, we have to do our lives now. This is our hour that we get to talk to each other and then we get to go back to our lives and I get to start working out again. So
fun.
Hey, if you want to buy a shirt, we have now 1 2X, 1 XL and 3 larges since we sold an extra large. And we may be bringing some to GCW, maybe just 1 single shirt, like we said earlier. You can find them at howtotalktoyourfriendaboutwrestling.bigcartel.com.
Yes. Or you can find us on Twitter at
HTTWpod.
Or on Instagram at
howtotalkwrestlingpod.
Should we just make them the same soon?
Maybe.
This is a discussion for off air. Okay. That's it. Drink water. Be nice. And that's all I really have to say to you guys. Drink water and be nice, please.
Yeah, and take care of yourself. The year's half over almost.
Treat yourself to a $50 Billy Idol print like I did today. And this is where I leave you.
Have a great week. We'll see you at GCW. If not, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.